100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, you know, the guy who does 100 Word Stories. One a day until the day I die. .com. That's where you'll find them. But most importantly, this is the weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. This is your time to show the world, or the tiny fraction of it that listens and reads this podcast, to show them that you can do all sorts of cool things. So, who's in it? Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Jeffrey, Tom, John, Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Planet Z. I really hope you enjoy this one. These are every week. Every week I look forward to this. I wake up early. Unless, you know, I forgot to... I didn't set the alarm. Or did I? Hold on. I may have set the alarm on a Sunday, which is kind of crazy. No, I set the alarm. And I still woke up an hour early. I was like, oh my God, I need to do laundry. Oh wait, I already did laundry. I do need to get bagels for the week, though. So after this, I'm going to go grocery shopping when the sun comes up. Whiskey makes the sun go down. So, how about I share the stories with you?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Some Like It Beyond Hot. Alan dipped the spoon into the bowl. It's still weak, he said to Colin. Well, we've added both the red devil and green devil, a mess of chilies that would incinerate a goat's digestive tract, and the peppers, both Carolina Reaper and Trinidad Moruga Scorpion. What's left? Alan reached up to a shelf containing an unmarked bottle, dropped an eyedropper down the neck, drew up a single drop of fluid. The juice of Pepper X. You're out of your fucking mind, but far be it from me to curtail your insanity. Alan downed the sauce.
Not weak,
he rasped. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Weak on the Concept by John DeCleese. Yesterday I was shopping at Safeway. The cheerful female voice of the omnipresent commercial announcement was burbling on and on about the sandwiches one could purchase in the deli department. I heard in astonishment that one could get sandwiches featuring delicious gluten-free meats from the deli case. People who write advertising copy often have impressive degrees from universities, much like people who copy edit books for publishers. They are really good at putting the right spin on their words. They are universally weak when it comes to the content of their copy. I got into 100 Word because of gluten-free copy editing.
Never weak in any way, nor surrendering to any kind of pressure. I've survived indigenous people's wrist burns and dozens of nuclear wedgies during school gym classes. I still have some pencil lead in my buttock from the pencil Pete Poggi stuck under me as I sat down in chemistry class in the 10th grade. Today, as an independent business person, I exercise my will and demonstrate my strength. If I get a new client that is a lawyer, an insurance man, dentist, or doctor, I add 50% to the hourly rate when I invoice them for computer network maintenance. My cousin has a weak mind and a brittle marriage. Her husband has taken up with a skank he met at his AA meeting. They are both out of work, and they like the weed as much as the gin and Rainier Ale. She called and asked if I'd meet with her. She hopes I will help her take care of her old man after she gets a big policy on his life. I figure that we could do it next time he changes the oil in his pickup. I'd kick the jack stands out and collect half the policy.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 625 with a prompt of week. So here's my story. Bilbert took a couple of steps and jumped into the air. Again, only a week buzzing from the pocket of his backpack, and he landed back on his feet. "That's pretty weak," Roderick said. "It's too bad you made fun of me like that. Now I'm going to have to beat you up." Frantically, Bilbert pulled off his backpack and opened the buzzing pocket. His eyes lit up when he saw the plastic grocery bag. Stepping through the leg holes, he pulled up the bag. Holding on with one hand, he leapt into the air and flew out of Roderick's reach. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And got a little bit of inspiration from Tom's poem last week. So here we go. And now, week. You call us old and you say we're weak. You think boomers are meek. Didn't anyone ever teach you you should be seen and not speak? We're your moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas. We grew up with swings and seesaws. We didn't need helmets and pads or playground safety laws. You say we spent all your money on pensions and social security. How much did you plan on making with your new liberal arts degree? Someday our role you'll take on. You're gonna miss us when we're gone. My last words to you millennials, everybody just stay off my lawn.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "My stomach is weak," she said, a tray filled with amazing food looking back at her. At the restaurant, they were used to her moaning, but she ended up gobbling it all down. One day, they dared her to cook. She hesitated, but she wasn't one to run away from a challenge. When the insurance company showed up, it was impossible to identify where the kitchen was, and it was nearly absurd to even attempt to tread through the barrier of debris by the front door. That's when they heard, "My stomach is weak, and now my leg hurts." And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello there, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 625, on the topic of week. My story this week is called The Inexplicable Force. Scientists have found four fundamental forces in the universe: the gravitational and electromagnetic forces, and the weak and strong forces. More recently, they've uncovered a fifth force, more powerful than the others. Ever wonder why hipsters like bad-tasting beer or overpaying for pretentious-sounding dishes in restaurants? Why are some rich people drawn to the Prius? And how is it that the woman who is clearly out of the guy's league besotted with him? It's the inexplicable force. Striking seemingly at random, it becomes the superglue of physics. You won't find the hipster trying a decent beer or the Prius driver learning that gasoline-powered engines in decent-looking cars are the way to travel. And Sarah Jane. Pure logic says she should dump that schlub of a boyfriend for me, but it never happens. Yep, it's the inexplicable force in action. And inexplicably, that's the end of my story. I will be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here. Story time, I think. Yes. Two stories based on the topic of weak. The first one is called Weaker Sex. People who say that women are the weaker sex have clearly never met my wife. That's not to say she doesn't ask me to carry the shopping from the car, take the bins out, remove stuck jar lids and do all the heavy jobs in the garden. Not that you can blame her. After all, I'm 6'3" in my socks and built like the proverbial brick outhouse. And I was a professional wrestler in my heyday. But she doesn't make me do all those things because I can handle it. She does it because she can handle me. And my second story is called Make Mine a Double. If there's one thing I hate, it's my drinks weak. Weak, insipid, tasteless tea or coffee is a crime against humanity, and there's nothing worse than being served something undrinkable when visiting friends. I smile, take a sip, then leave it to cool, untouched, at my side. It's hard to be polite in those situations, but I try. I don't like my alcohol weak either. Forget the ice and water, forget the mixers. Give it to me straight, a double at least. But then it's even harder to be polite. Probably why I'm no longer invited to friends for drinks. Thank you very much. I shall take my leave now. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The strong survive and the weak die. That's what my boxing coach always said. So when I killed him, that's what I said to the cops. Okay, so I punched him after he caught me robbing the gym after hours, but it isn't what you think. Said I could keep the money if I beat him in the ring. Bare knuckles, final jam, he called it. And I guess I passed because I laid him out with one punch. Cops didn't agree. Neither did the judge. 20 years. Now I fight in the prison gym, and the guards place bets.
Word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of... I can't even remember the topic. Was it... weak? Weak. Did I even mention it in the beginning? It's up there on the show notes. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. It's here, it's there. The next topic is camping, I think. Go to the site, you'll find out. It's on the feed, it's on this, it's on that. Whatever. You would think that I would give a damn about production and this and that. I'm more into the writing of the stories. This other stuff, it takes effort. Even though I wake up early to do it. Oh, wait, here comes a cat. What is it, miss? He's just walking around on the table. So, thank you all for being a part of this and putting up with my lackadaisical attitude. I'll see you tomorrow with some more stories, and then back here on Sunday. Thank you for being a part of this. I know it takes effort, creativity, time to sit down. Hey, turn off the air conditioning, you know, that kind of thing. And, as always, Keep it brief.